Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Matt brings us right up, right when we're supposed to be on. Thanks so much for joining us on ABQ Connect. I've got two special friends and sponsors of our programming here at KNKT, Elaine Ramos and Eleanor Hutt, her mortgage partner. And many of you have heard Elaine's commercials and things on the station. She does support KNKT, and she is a local real estate professional. And we want to take a time, Elaine, today to introduce people to you and get them to know about your business and Ramos Real Estate.
Thank you.
So welcome.
Thank you, Jim, for having us. We've been looking forward to coming.
Yeah, and your partner here, Eleanor, is with Waterstone Mortgage, and she kind of helps you at, once you get a client, you find that perfect house. Eleanor, you're having to go through all the paperwork and get all the loans approved.
Right, and walk them through the process and make it as smooth as possible.
Yeah, and through that process, I know, just knowing you both a little bit that I do and talking over the last week or so about organizing the program, you guys are very thorough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can see that already. and that's really necessary in this world, isn't it?
It is. We have to stay organized, and we can't assume that someone understands something or knows what's going on, or that they got the job done. We always have to check in with each other and make sure with our clients that they're informed as well, because things happen. So we're definitely in communication.
Well, Elaine, tell us a little bit about you and your background in real estate and how you got to be the owner of Ramos Real Estate.
Okay, thank you. Well, I started out as a special educator. That was my degree. And about 13 years ago, I got into real estate. My husband had been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's ALS, and I needed to stay home and help him and to care for him. So I couldn't be in the classroom. At the time, the market was really healthy, and everyone said, oh, you'd be a great realtor. So I did. I went out, got my license, and started working. I was MVP the first year. I worked with Cole Banker. It was a great firm and did that for 3 years. A lot of great training there. Moved on to small brokerage for about 5 years, a boutique. Learned a lot there. Started serving at our board in an ethics board. So I'm a chairperson there at the ethics board. I'm training to do that. And so it's been really a good career change for me. I love the classroom still, and I poke in there every once in a while to see what's going on and try to help the kids still whenever I have time.
So, Elaine, you help people buy homes and sell homes.
Yes, I do both.
And not just buy homes necessarily to live in, but also for investment purposes and those kinds of things also.
Yes, I do have some clients that do want to do flips and investment properties. So we do look at that. We look at what's going on in the market. Is this the right area? The amount of money that's going to cost them to invest in it. We do land. We've done manufactured homes. We've done all over Rio Rancho, the East Mountains, Belen, and down Los Lunas, Albuquerque. So, yeah.
Now, we're going to get to Eleanor in just a second. But, Elaine, what is the big thing that concerns you that really prompts you to be the best realtor you can be? Are there issues that come up frequently when people don't use people that are highly qualified?
Definitely. It's not my money. It's their money. So I would want to make sure that when I'm spending probably the most amount of money my whole life on a home, that the person I'm working with is my friend and trusted. I always tell everyone, I treat everyone as they were my child. I was very fortunate. I got to sell my daughter her first house this summer. And so it was really in practice. But I do. I want to make sure that if the contract says that we're going to get a new roof with a licensed roofer, that that's exactly what occurs, is a licensed roofer goes out and does the new roof. After we close, there's always something going on, bumps in the road. Maybe the sign hasn't been taken down or anything. Something simple as that, following up and making sure they're okay. So I just want to take care of people and make sure it's a big expense for them. And, I don't want them to have buyer's remorse or anything like that, but it's been really successful for me. I've been very blessed.
Well, we're going to talk a lot to both of you throughout the show about things going on in the market and what's happening and maybe some great deals out there and so forth. But let me turn now to Eleanor Hutt. She is with Waterstone Mortgage. Eleanor, you, have been involved in, financing real estate for a while, I'm assuming?
Yes, Jim. I started in the real estate market back in 1980 when I graduated from high school. So I went straight into financing in downtown L.A. So I'm originally from California. I just happened to fall into it.
And I hear if you can handle the regulations in California, you can handle them anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. California is a whole different animal. But I've moved to New Mexico over 25 years ago and got into the lending aspect of it, again, like Elaine said, for the timing reason, because I needed to be home with my son. Little did I know that eventually I'd be working more hours than a normal 40-hour-a-week shift. But the nice part about it is flexible. But I did get into it. I have a passion for helping people. Mm-hmm. I love to sit down with somebody and not just say, here's a loan for you, let's close, let's buy a house, but actually look at their financial situation, lay it all out as far as what their debts are, where they're spending their money, where they're paying too much interest, and actually come up with a financial plan that custom fits their family and their financial needs. Everybody has different needs as far as some people like to spend more money on vacation. Some people like to save their money. Mm-hmm. Some people want a bigger house, and they want to put all their money into their home. So you really have to listen to people. And I just love that about Elaine. Elaine is just such a good listener, and she just takes good care of her clients to every detail of their life, like about their kids, about their schools, about their financial needs, their personal needs. And she really digs deep to see what their needs are. And I love that. So we partner in that together.
So about 2008, New Mexico, the nation, but I think particularly Albuquerque got hit pretty hard with the recession.
Right.
And you had property values and all over the city back up as much as 30-35%. Now, I understand that in Rio Rancho, the values have come up a lot, but not quite to where they were back in 2008. In the Northeast Heights of Albuquerque, I understand they're about, land values are about back to where they were as of 2008, but we have such low inventory that home prices are up a little bit. So it's a great time to sell a home, right, in this market.
Our average in 2007 was about $230,000 for a home. It dropped in 2012 to about $180,000. And now we are back up in 2019 to about $260,000 for an average sale price.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's it's actually the best time to sell a home right now, the most that you can get for your money based on the market conditions. This is the lowest inventory we've ever had. We're around 2,000 homes on the market right now. So it's a little harder for a buyer to find something, but if they're diligent and they are – trained, if you will, to understand the market. And when they do find their home, they're not going to, if they're qualified at 200, I don't want them at 220 looking, because they don't have any leverage at that point. If they find the right home.
I don't know. I think you're the first person that sells real estate or sells cars that has ever told me that statement. Usually you get qualified at 200 and the only homes you can find are 250,000.
No, I don't like broken hearts. So, if they're looking at 220, the old idea is that, oh, we'll negotiate, we'll, you know, play around it, but we can't do that. There's low inventory. There's going to be if there's a home that's a potential home on the market, there's going to be multiple offers. So if you are tied in and you know your max is around 200, maybe 205, and you're at a 220, there's no, you know, it's almost impossible for you to get that 220, because that's probably going to sell for 225. So I like to keep my clients right at where they're at, so that they have some room. They have some, Ellen and I are working on one right now. We're going to close next week, where she qualified between 180 and at the beginning, and then things changed, so she's around 220. I said, let's stick to the 200. We found one at 199, multiple offers. It was worth 219. They kind of underpriced it on purpose. We did the market analysis. She went at 215, and she got it.
Great.
And so it was under what she was qualified for, and she had the leverage and just the ability to get it, so it was awesome.
And everybody was happy.
Yeah,
everybody happy ending.
Yes. Elaine Ramos with Ramos Realty and Eleanor Hutt with Waterstone Mortgage in studio with me. We're going to talk Albuquerque real estate and surrounding areas. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sarah Crutchfield with High Desert Hospice. Our family at High Desert Hospice would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Online at highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. Merry Christmas.
The Winter Movie Marathon at Calvary Knob Hill. Bring a new unwrapped toy for children in need and join us for 14 hours of some of your favorite movies. It's all happening Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m.
Hey, you didn't say which movies you're going to be showing.
Oh, I'm actually not allowed to say on the radio.
Well, can you say things like, I am your father?
No.
What about, I find your lack of faith disturbing?
No, not that either.
These aren't the robots you're looking for.
That's not even the right line. Look, all I can say is they take place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We'll be showing episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Stay for the whole thing or just for one of the films. The toys we collect go to children in our community who wouldn't otherwise have a Christmas. Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m. I'll see you there.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know.
A time to rejoice for the team at Ramos Real Estate. Elaine Ramos is celebrating 5 years as the qualifying broker at Ramos Real Estate and 13 years of serving the community with her professional real estate knowledge. In appreciation, she's offering a $500 client credit towards closing costs. And team member Eleanor Hutt at Waterstone Mortgage is offering an additional $500 towards closing costs for all sales through December 31st, 2019. Take advantage of this wonderful gift.
I am Elaine from Ramos Real Estate. I am so grateful and thank you.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Elaine Ramos with Ramos Real Estate in studio with us this afternoon, and her partner in real estate, Waterstone Mortgages, Eleanor Hutt. And Eleanor, appreciate you being here as well. I was involved in lending for a really long time, so I want to start with you and talk a little bit about, as you know, about the financial situation of a buyer that Elaine brings to you. And you're considering their financial, infrastructure, but that's not really their just really their circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I left mortgage lending here now about a year and some months ago, and I know it's already changed. I mean, there's all kinds of things for rehabbing loans, remodeling loans. So, I know that, some people might not think about, you know, refinancing is possibly helping Elaine, but the truth is a lot of people right now, because there's not a lot of homes out there, they're refinancing to do some remodeling and things. And then after they get that done, I've seen it happen more often than not. They'll call somebody like Elaine and say, we remodeled, it's beautiful, but we really need a little bit more room. And now she has almost a brand new house to sell.
Right.
So it all kind of works together. And I know you have relationships over the long term with clients, and you might help them with a first-time home buyer. And so that's what I was going to do. I was going to throw, and I don't know if we start with Elaine or Eleanor, but let's talk about a client that may have the need to buy their first home.
Sure.
What's that process look
okay,
like?
Okay, so well, for an example, if I get a call, and usually the way I get my business is it's all referral at this point. And so I'll get a call, I'll get a referral. I will contact them fairly quickly the same day. We'll get their background, what's going on, why do you want to sell your house? Because sometimes people are looking for answers and they don't really need to sell their house. Sometimes it's other reasons. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure they don't go through that long process, and it can be stressful for them. So I want to make sure that they understand what they're prepared to do.
Sure.
So once we get past that point, and then I hear the story that, yes, I'm getting transferred, I've got to go, you know, I'm leaving next week, that type of thing, we're moving. Okay. So then we go ahead and we set an appointment up with Eleanor. First I check to make sure that they don't have a lender. To make sure they're not set up with someone else. If they are, then we work that direction. But I always like to give Eleanor an opportunity, because Eleanor is very competitive. She's very professional. She cares, like me. Mm-hmm. And often her first meeting is with me there, too. And we'll sit together with the clients for an hour, 2 hours sometimes, come back, reconvene. The client we're closing next month, we met her in April. And now we're closing in December. And she needed a little bit of time to get some finances in order. We kept in touch with her. We met with her regularly. So that's part of the process, is what Eleanor said about looking at her portfolio and seeing what's important for her and what she needs to do. And if they follow the instructions, then they will get to their goal.
Okay, but let me read between the lines there, Elaine. Mm-hmm. So you have a client, they want to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
and you bring in maybe a qualifying meeting to do a pre-qualification for how
right.
much you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out somebody might have a couple of credit dings.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you don't just immediately say, oh, sorry, we can't help you.
That's exactly
You'll
right.
You'll actually
yeah.
work with them to
we
get some things
We will work
solved.
With them. And that's the other thing I want to let people know is that there's so many misconceptions about what your credit score needs to be. And let me just tell you, you can get a loan with as low as a 600 credit score. If you have a lower credit score, it does not mean that you cannot buy a house. We're here to show you how, not to tell you no, but to show you how. And that might mean doing credit repair. Mm-hmm. We will work with you as far as getting your scores up, show you how. Now, it's not 100% that we always can do that without sending you to a credit repair company. But our goal is to, you know, keep your costs down and try to get you in a position to where you can buy and you're ready to buy credit-wise and otherwise. So we do offer, you know, rapid rescores on your credit and looking at your credit profile to help you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, you know, a lot of our listeners are in the faith community.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that some of us need to take better care of our finances. And that's not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you two ladies are prepared to walk them through if they're serious.
Absolutely.
If they want to fix it and they want to do the right things and they want to get, you know, get their bills paid on time, they want to increase their credit score, they want to be, make a nice investment instead of necessarily renting, which is going to kind of lead mm-hmm. me into my next question.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you two are the ones to coach them through.
Absolutely.
Process.
Yeah, we enjoy it. There's a lot of great realtors out there, great lenders out there. We're a team, so we enjoy working with clients and seeing them get to their goal. But yeah, it's definitely wonderful.
Talk to me now about people that are renting versus, and a lot of people are, I've seen rents that are really
mm-hmm.
high, like $1,600, $2,500, $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, gee, wouldn't it be a better investment for them to buy something? What do you think now about investing in real estate in Albuquerque?
Well, I do run into that quite often, and we look at what they're paying. $900 a month right now is maybe going to get you a one-bedroom, nice one-bedroom, one-bath apartment in Northeast Heights.
Mm-hmm.
So it is difficult for them to make that decision because becoming a homeowner has a lot of responsibility. So I want to make sure that they're not just, going to be, their bank account is empty by the time they close. I want to make sure that they're prepared, they're saving money, they're in a position where they're at now, renting, they need to stay there just a tad longer to save that money to move forward because we may find a house that has no washer, dryer, or refrigerator, and that's the one for them. So they may have to have that $4,000 in the bank. So we do take some very important steps, just questioning them, making sure they're okay. But right now, $1,200 a month is about an average for a three-bedroom, two-bath, modest home for rent. And that would be about a $200,000 property right now.
Mm.
We just closed on a client about a month ago. She ended up with a 1,700 square foot, very, very, very nice neighborhood, four bedroom, two bath, two car garage, and her payment's $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
So yeah, she was going to rent.
And Lane, you know, we don't just want to substitute one for the other,
mm-hmm.
rent versus a mortgage payment.
Right.
Want it to be beneficial financially. If you bought a house like 3 years ago, is that mm-hmm. house worth a lot more today?
It definitely has. We've gone up 8% this year.
See, just that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what that also does is, you know, when you're renting, you are paying your landlord's mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting anything in return. Then, right. you know, you won't see that dime come back to you at all. When you're buying, you're actually putting equity into your home, and equity means that you will get money back when you sell that home, or you can borrow on it down the line,
mm-hmm.
but you're basically, you know, investing in something that's going to give you a return.
Mm.
Right.
Whereas renting does not. And I just want to add a little bit about down payment. So
mm-hmm.
just know that it is cheaper to move into a home than it is to rent a new apartment. A new apartment's going to take first and last month's rent plus security.
Mm-hmm.
We have programs that'll get you in as low as $500 down, some with zero down, some with 1% down. So just know that, you know, if you can afford to rent an apartment, you can afford a down payment on a house, and we can show you how.
Definitely. Yes. We just need more listings so we can have some more options.
And so if you have a house to sell, you need to call Elaine, and she'll help you do that. How do people get in touch with you, Elaine?
Well, they can call me directly at 505-379-6845 or my email, ElaineRamosRealEstate@gmail.com.
And you have an website also?
It's RamosRealEstateNM.com. Yes.
Great. We're going to be back more with Eleanor and Elaine. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Jim.
Specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Hi, this is John Chitwood. All of us here at Southern Boulevard Automotive want to wish you a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ's birthday, and we want to wish you all a happy, holy day.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Ever wonder why car dealerships advertise the way they do? Shouting cars and prices at you, maybe even using a funny voice? Well, they're hoping you get lost in the clutter. So just remember this. Power Ford will beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Plus, you'll drive away with a 100,000-mile warranty on every vehicle. We're two-time dealer of the year and best of the city for a reason. You. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com.
This is Buck Buckner, owner of the Raintone Car Spa with four Albuquerque locations, including our newest at Sevilla and Coors. From my family and the entire Car Spa staff, may the holiday season and reason fill your home with joy, your hearts with love, and your life with laughter.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University, with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or a PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. We are talking with Elaine Ramos with Ramos Real Estate and Waterstone Mortgage, Eleanor Hutt. She is a loan originator with them and a partner to Elaine. We just started talking at the end of the last segment about credit scores a little bit. And so I'm going to skip down in our little list of questions. Eleanor's kind of already alluded to it. But how quickly, if your credit scores are, say, in the high 500s, but you have debt paid off, and now it's maybe just a matter of reestablishing credit, how long before you can actually get a credit score, say, in the 650 to 700 range?
Well, go ahead, Eleanor.
Okay. So with regards to increasing your credit score, so one of the things we want to let you know is that when you're going online and you're looking at credit scores online from free companies that offer you free credit reports, you have to be really careful because those do not give you accurate readings of your credit score. They don't go as far back as we do, and they're not as detailed. So what you might get online is going to be different than what we pull. So it really is important to speak to a lender and get the accurate credit score. So with regards to increasing your credit score, that can happen in as little. So we call it a rapid rescore, and it means rapid. It means, you know, you don't have to wait until the credit agencies report to the bureaus, which can take 30 to 60 days. So the rapid rescore, what we do is we make the change to your credit by lowering your balance on your credit cards. And the rule of thumb is you want to keep it below 30% of what the limit is.
Okay.
So if your limit on a credit card is $1,000, you want to keep the balance below 300. that is going to give you the most advantageous benefit to raising your credit scores. So that's something that's really mm-hmm. important to remember. And then it can be in as little as 10 days mm-hmm. as opposed to waiting 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. And again, that's why we call it a rapid rescore. So what we do is we get the paperwork showing the change in the lower balance, and we submit that to the bureaus, and we ask them to speed things up.
This might be kind of an odd question, but let's say that you have a $1,000 limit on a credit card, mm-hmm. and you're right at your limit. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend somebody pay that off or pay down $700?
Never pay it off. Mm. Never pay it off. And that's a misconception that people have. I'm going to pay off my credit cards. If you pay off the credit cards, you're not showing the ability to make payments and be responsible every month. You just paid it off, and you're not.
So credit scores actually increase when you have less than a 30% balance.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. And your credit scores do not get better by having no credit.
Yeah.
You have to have the credit and show the ability to make that monthly payment every month.
So again, I want to emphasize to everybody, especially our audience that's really concerned about debt and things. If you're using a credit card, maybe you want to leave a real small balance.
Exactly.
That's not going to be affected by interest.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, because we all know interest rates are, mm-hmm. you know, and credit cards could be, you know, 15 to 30%. Mm-hmm. But if you have a small balance, that's just helping your credit score.
That's right.
As a very small percentage. You don't want it to be necessarily 30%. You just don't want it to go over 30% mm-hmm. of
exactly.
the available credit. Mm-hmm. Tell us about, Elaine, once you get qualified mm-hmm. and you find a home, mm-hmm. is it going to now take about 6 months to get that transaction closed?
No, absolutely not. So once she qualifies someone, we can go out. There's a difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval. Okay. So if we have the time, I prefer my clients get pre-approved because we have more power that way when we're competing, if we have to compete for a property. Mm-hmm. And I'll actually just have Eleanor explain a little bit what the difference is between being pre-qualified versus being pre-approved.
So, yeah, absolutely. It's good to know the difference. And pre-qualification means that you've applied, you've given me all your information, I've looked at your credit, I have gone over your income and assets verbally. It does not mean that I have looked at any documentation. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but a pre-qualification just means that I've looked at it, I've run it through the system, and I've gotten a pre-qualification. An official pre-approval means that I've gathered all your income documents, income and asset documents, I've submitted it to underwriting, and an actual underwriter has looked at it and approved it. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely more solid than mm-hmm. a pre-qualification. Mm-hmm. However, I will say that when I do a pre-qualification, I am very thorough, and I want to make sure that we're not going to, you know, have any issues down the line. So if there's something, for instance, if you have a borrower that's self-employed, mm-hmm. you want to definitely make sure you look at their tax returns before you even pre-qualify them.
Mm.
So
yeah.
I try to be as thorough as I can up front with the pre-qualification so that the pre-approval is very smooth.
Yeah, it's because that does take a little bit more time. But once the pre-qualification is received, we have our wallet and our purse now. We can go shopping. Before that, we can't because we really don't know what we can afford and what we want to do. And again, if they're qualified at, say, 200, I have to educate them to let them know what the market is like today. So to try to keep them in a reasonable price range. But we will go out, I would say, the average 5 to 6 times. And we may look anywhere between 3 to 12 houses at each time, mm-hmm. at each time we go out. So it is, it's exciting at first for everyone, but once we get to the third or fourth round, people are understanding the market and seeing what's out there for 200 and, they're getting educated and they finally make a decision. So once we get under contract, that does take some negotiation. I would say 2 to 3 days usually with the other party. We get a fully executed contract out to the lender, to the title company. It could be anywhere for as early as 30 days, depending on the type of loan we're using. Or if they're borrowing their down payment, for example, that could take about another 15 days. So we're looking at about 45 days. One of the things that my clients, we talk about when we're scheduling the closing mm-hmm. is if we close at the beginning of the month, they may pay some interest. So if they closed on the 1st of January, they will be paying interest from January 1st to January 31st, but they won't be making a mortgage payment. Their first mortgage payment won't be until March 1st. So even though they're paying their interest for January, they're really not making a payment until March. And sometimes that is advantageous for the buyer in their situation. If we close at the end of the month, that might be something that they're okay with, where they rather not come out of pocket for that interest for the whole entire month. So it just depends on their situation. So we do have that conversation. That's usually something that they don't know about. So, yeah.
Well, you said something in our earlier segment about not just worrying about the financing, but if you find them a house that doesn't have any appliances, they're going to need some money for those appliances in addition to the down payment requirements and so forth. So you're careful to make sure people have the money to do everything they need to do.
Right. And the lenders sometimes will ask that there is enough money in the bank when they close for at least one payment.
I'm told now that there are still some pretty good deals in the market, but the homes need a little bit of rehabilitation, a little bit of remodeling.
Yeah.
How does that work, and how can you help people in those scenarios?
There are still foreclosed properties, which would be the ones that would need some rehab work on those. It takes a buyer that understands what foreclosure means, which is as is, all defaults with that property. So they have to have pretty thick skin on that. I often get first-time home buyers that are bringing me all the foreclosures, you know. Mm-hmm. And so when they find out that even if the roof is leaking, that's their responsibility, they quickly learn, like, do you have that money in the bank? So even though the price is maybe a little bit cheaper for you than the one across the street that's not foreclosed, you have to have the money ready and available to fix, make the property livable. So that's one issue that we do run in. But there are definitely some properties in some areas, some neighborhoods that you want to go ahead and start investigating and looking into. Yeah, there's definitely.
Fantastic. Elaine Ramos with Ramos Real Estate and Eleanor Hutt with Waterstone Mortgage. They are in studio with us this afternoon talking about Albuquerque and the surrounding area real estate and financing. Stay with us. A lot more to come. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Jim.
Black Friday shines brightest at Crown Jewels & Coin. On November 29th, diamond studs are $149 and engagement rings are $199. Get your shopping done and get exactly what she wants at Crown Jewels & Coin, San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
Celebrate the true meaning of Christmas with the 35th anniversary production of Christmas Joy, December 14th and 15th. Tickets at nhccnm.org. A holiday tradition, dancers will inspire audiences to experience the greatest gift, the birth of our Savior. Experience the miracle. Don't miss Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, December 14th and 15th. Tickets available now at nhccnm.org. Celebrate the reason for the season, Christmas Joy.
Should students learn about other religions at school for educational purposes? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a seventh grader, and in her history class, they were studying the Muslim religion, and then now they are taking them to a Buddhist temple. And as a Judeo-Christian, I don't agree on this field trip. Is this something, a culture exposure that's good for them, or is this something that they have no business even going on this field trip and attending? So I just need some help here.
If, in fact, you're objecting to them attending these religious events, you have the right to opt your child out of that. In other words, there's nothing to compel your child to attend a field trip that exposes them to a religious belief or thought that you disagree with. So you have the right to say, I don't want my child to go there. Can we opt out of that? And the school's going to say yes. And if they didn't say yes, we'd call them and get it worked out immediately. We've done a number of those.
Stay informed on critical issues by visiting us online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Eleanor Hutt with Waterstone Mortgage and Elaine Ramos with Ramos Real Estate in studio with me this afternoon. And we've been talking a lot about buying and selling homes and financing things. Elaine, you've got a little pointer for people that are already maybe homeowners. They get some, everybody has property taxes that right. owns real estate, but there are some credits that people may not be aware of.
That's right. The county does offer a head of household $2,000 credit, and it's not $2,000 off your property taxes. So, unfortunately, but it does come out, against, all of the mill levy, the tax levies that they come out. It's a percentage of it. So it can reduce your taxes anywhere from $100 to $500 a year, your tax bill, and that can help on your home payment. So, they don't give it to you. So what you have to do when you buy your house, right as soon as you get your mortgage documents and your closing statement, you contact the county and you let them know that you're the new owner and that you want your head of household tax exemption. And, they may process it that at that point, or they may wait until the next tax bill comes out. So you may not get the credit for another 6 months. So the sooner you do it, the better off you're going to be. And once you have it on there, it doesn't go away. You can only do it on one property. So it has to be the home that you're living in. So if you own multiple properties, it's only on one property.
Right. You also mentioned veterans have some exemptions.
That's right. If you're a veteran, you get an additional $4,000. So that's a $6,000 tax exemption. And if you're a disabled veteran, depending on the disability and what you have, it's possible that I have several clients who don't pay any taxes at all.
Yeah.
So that's a great benefit for them.
That's tremendous. But you have to dispute those things. I shouldn't say dispute necessarily. You have to contact the assessor's office.
Right.
Only once a year you're kind of allowed to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? And is that prior to April of the giving year?
It can be prior to April or prior to November, whenever
okay.
the tax
so
bills
twice
come
a year
out.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So if you're a homeowner and you're a veteran or you're head of household, you mm-hmm. might want to contact the county to find out. And that would be true with any county, Sandoval County,
yes.
Bernalillo County,
yes,
Valencia,
mm-hmm.
and KNKT reaches all of these different counties. So I want to make sure everybody feels like they're included.
Right.
We're talking a little bit about buying homes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to shift gears now to selling homes.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody calls you and Elaine and they want to sell their home. I'm sure you've walked into some homes, and I'm not insulting anybody when I say there are people that have all these little beautiful knickknacks, but on every square inch of any tabletop or shelf or anything in their mm-hmm. entire home. Do you help people kind of declutter and clean mm-hmm. up everything? I mean, I know there's some immaculate housekeepers out there, but it's tough to list your house because you got to keep it clean.
Yes. Most people are still living in their homes. Mm-hmm. That market is over when they were foreclosed. When we walked into many vacant homes, 8 out of 10 were vacant mm-hmm. During that recession. But right now, yes, many people are in their homes. We do a walkthrough. I go through every corner of the house. I look at any visual repairs that I can see. Front, backyard, garage, everything. We talk about the best way to pack. Should they put it in closets or in the garage? We do have a rule. Anything on the countertops or any type of surface, tables, no more than 3 items should be on there. I always advise them to empty out a cabinet in their kitchen. So as they live there, they have certain items out that they want out. But when we get a showing, that cabinet is already empty. They just grab those items, stick them in there for the showing. And so that it's easier for them when they're doing their showing.
Mm-hmm.
I always encourage them. I know it's a little bit more expensive, but if they know they're getting showings, keeping the lights on, the blinds drawn, the windows open, it just shows much better with light and natural light if it's possible. So we definitely do the walkthrough. I give them a to-do list. I do the best I can to help them. I have a team of contractors that I work with. I always offer them up if they are interested and they can get quotes and check them out themselves. And often everybody works together pretty quickly and we get this house on the market. We do professional photos. I pay for those, of course, and it looks really great. So,
yeah. Is there a way, Eleanor, for you to help somebody that's selling a home and you're not going to be financing for them? Can you give them maybe some idea what financing might be available for a prospective buyer that comes in to talk to them about buying their home?
Sure. A lot of times what we want to look at is, like Elaine said, the condition of the home, mm-hmm. because that may determine whether or not that's going to qualify for your VA and FHA loans.
Mm-hmm.
For mm-hmm. people that don't know what that acronym is, VA is the Veterans Administration and FHA is Federal Housing Administration, which are considered your government loans. Appraisals tend to be a little bit more strict when you're dealing with government loans. So, yes, we want to talk to that seller and say, hey, you know, you may want to take care of these items so that it will pass FHA or VA mm-hmm. guidelines and we won't have any issues on the appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
I've had agents call me and say, you know, I'm not sure if this is going to pass inspection. Can you come down to the house and look at it for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the appraiser, so I don't make the final call, but I know what they're looking for. And so I can walk into a house and say, you know, I think that little soil right there in your, mm-hmm. in your corner mm-hmm. is going to look like a leak. You may want to get rid of that before the appraiser comes out. So definitely looking to advise these sellers from a lender standpoint, what we're looking for in a clean, in a house that's going to pass an inspection.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a friend, I'm a pretty mechanical person. So mm-hmm. I had a person, we have a lot of these, I'll call them imitation Spanish tile roofs. They're mm-hmm. really concrete tiles and mm-hmm. they're beautiful, mm-hmm. but they're almost indestructible. Mm-hmm. You know, a real Spanish ceramic tile could crack and mm-hmm. break over time, but mm-hmm. these look really nice, and I don't know how you could break them unless, you know, mm-hmm.
Purposely.
Yeah, you slammed them with a hammer or something. Yeah. So my friend had a little spot in his hallway where clearly the roof was leaking, and I'm thinking to myself, how can the roof be leaking? So I get up, mm-hmm. and one of the tiles has slipped down about 4 inches. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer overlapped by the tile above it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I had to get on a 12-foot ladder to see this, but he didn't see it. All I did is lift it up, move it up, and then I put a nail there's an actual little hole in the tile, mm-hmm. and somehow that nail had come out, mm-hmm. and now it won't move, and now the roof's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the funny part. After I did this for him, he told me that he had an estimate from a roofing company for $1,500.
Wow.
Well, I'm still waiting for my $1,500.
Side business.
but you know, the point is that people need to be advised. They don't want to just spend money to spend money. They need mm-hmm. to be guided. They mm-hmm. they are going to depend upon your contacts, your experience,
right.
and all of those different things. So
right.
we have a lot more to talk about, a couple more segments with you. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
And we're in studio today visiting with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. Elaine, it's really been a joy having you in studio several times, really, to pick the brains of an expert at real estate. You've been doing this a little while. One of the things we wanted to talk about was someone who's really decided on their own that their credit score isn't good enough to get a loan.
Right. You'd be surprised how many people I do meet where they come with that attitude that they are not able to qualify and they just don't even try. For example, bankruptcy is one of the issues that come up. So definitely what I like to do is sit down with them, make a plan with them, get Eleanor Hudd, who can help us as well, get through the process of holding their hand to get them from that moment to closing and getting the keys to their new home.
Eleanor, what are some of the things you tell that person that's making assumptions about their own credit score and whether or not they qualify for a loan?
Really, the first step is to just get together with Elaine and myself and find out where you really stand. There's many myths out there that people think they have to have these super high scores, and in reality, we have programs to qualify. So don't let those myths out there fool you.
Even the myth of, you know, hey, I just went and got a dishwasher and a car and they pulled my credit. There's just no way. It's dinged my credit so much.
Right. You're right about that. When you are shopping for a mortgage to buy a home, you are allowed so many pulls before it affects your credit scores. Now, it wasn't always like that. Back in the days, they did ding you every time. And now they've come out with a way where it doesn't lower your scores because you're shopping for a mortgage loan.
So quite simply put, someone who's made a decision about their credit score and whether or not they qualify for a loan, well, they're not a qualified broker. They shouldn't make that decision. Really, they need to come and talk to you two.
Absolutely.
To get that kind of insight as to what steps they need to take, is there a cost for that?
No, there's no cost at all. We want to help you get into a home. It's complimentary. So definitely call and reach out to us.
All right. Well, how do they do that?
They can call at 505-379-6845 or just go to my website, which is ramosrealestatenm.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. I've got want to remind everybody out there that Gospel for Asia is having a Christmas Critter campaign right now. It's an opportunity to send practical gifts to needy families in Asia. Livestock like pigs and goats and things like sewing machines, bicycles, a water well. These can all make an immediate and long-term positive impact on needy families. If you'd like to get involved, go to our website at knkt.com and you'll immediately see the banner for Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter campaign. And then before we get back to Elaine and Eleanor, I want to remind everybody that Eric Metaxas will actually be in town. January 17th, and he's going to be here for a special program to honor Steve Collins. Dr. Collins is an archaeologist and has made some very significant finds. There's going to be a great celebration. We're going to have more information about buying tickets to that. So keep that on your calendar for January 17th, and more details will be forthcoming. So, ladies, thank you for letting me get those announcements out of the way, but we constantly want to remind people about what's going on. And radio is one of those things where we just got to constantly remind people of what we just said. So right. I want to remind everybody that you can reach out to Elaine at ramosrealestate.com.
NM.com.
Mm-hmm. So, Ramos, R-A-M-O-S, realestate, NM.com. And remind us of your email address.
Sure. It's elaineramosrealestate@gmail.com.
And your phone number?
505-379-6845.
6845. Yes, and, Eleanor, you're at Waterstone Mortgage. Your office number is 219-3249?
Correct.
And do you give out your cell phone?
I do, absolutely. Well,
505-463-6742. I know that lenders and realtors kind of have to be available 24/7. Mm-hmm. And do you ever get calls in the middle of the night? I've got to see you tomorrow morning. I found this house ready to write a purchase agreement.
It's usually when they're in front of it.
That's funny.
So they're 25 hours of the day, 8 days a week sometimes. But it is the market. It is what we do. Once you understand the market and where people are, they're working now. Most people are at work during the day. Mm-hmm. So that is the time when we can, you know, maybe do personal tasks that we need to do. But I do expect mostly to work in the evenings and the weekends, and that is just what it is.
Elaine, what are some of the protections that a buyer is afforded through the rules and regulations of the Real Estate Commission to help protect them?
Well, our purchase agreement is very protective of buyers. There's a lot of contingencies in there for them, and there's deadlines and dates. As long as they're meeting everything with their realtor, if they find out an issue with the home that is significant, there's a time to object to it.
Okay, now I want to back up because you used the word contingency. Mm-hmm. I call this real estate-ies, mortgagees. A lot of people don't know what that is. No, it's good because it identifies what I need to ask you.
Right.
So when you have a purchase agreement, and again, you're making a huge investment. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's a $200,000 home. You don't just put your money down on the table.
Right.
You're going to put down an earnest deposit. Mm-hmm. Who gets to hold that?
Okay, that's perfect. Yes, an earnest deposit is that you're serious about buying this house. You're willing to put some money out of your pocket. That does get held at the title company once it goes under contract until closing, and that will get credited back to you. So.
And you don't have to decide, Elaine, the first time you make an offer that this home is got great bones.
Right, we don't.
You don't
know.
Have to decide the plumbing's perfect or the electrical. You can actually get it checked out. And those were the contingencies that you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Definitely. So that is part of due diligence, contingencies. That's part of the contract where I obviously am not the roofer, nor the plumber, nor the electrician, and neither are they, then we shouldn't be. So we do get a home inspector come out and take a look at all of those items in the home. Make up a report. They're a third party, disinterested third party. It is what it is. It's shared with both sides, the seller and the buyers. And there is a period. If it's a short period, so I warn my clients, like, we need to be pretty prepared. Don't go on vacation during that time. We have to make some quick decisions on what we want repaired or what we want, would like to ask repaired. The myth is that they'll get everything repaired, and that's not true. There may be some significant repairs and some minor repairs. We want the more significant ones done. There might be just a miscellaneous of minor repairs. We may get all of those done. It's just different. It's like a child. They're all different. So they're not the same. So we just look at it that way. And there's also something called a seller disclosure in New Mexico. It's not required by a seller. It's highly recommended because it does give an opportunity for you as a seller to disclose the leaky roof, for example, that your friend had. Mm-hmm. It'll ask, have you ever had a roof leak? And the answer is yes. And when did you fix or what happened? And you give the date and what happened. It's sometimes people have fear of revealing things like that because it's been fixed. But I always tell my clients it can come back later at you when the neighbor comes over and says, oh, I saw them on the roof, you know, the other day. So you need to be, you know, just fill it out, be honest, and just put everything down there. I appreciate it when I get a seller disclosure that I can give my buyer before they make their offer. Hey, these are the issues with the house. And it's up to them whether or not they would like to take it on. Every house is going to have an issue. They're just homes. Right. There's going to be a plumbing leak sometimes and this type of thing. So it's understandable to know that that does happen.
Yeah. And when you have seller disclosures and things like that, there may be some things that the lender might require them to fix in order to finance it. Mm-hmm. And the seller may not be willing to do that, right? So then mm-hmm. that would affect your financing.
Right. There's one area, termites. Now, we have termites in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. It's not as damaging as you would see it in other states, but we do have termites. It is a condition we have. Generally, the lender will want to see the termites remedied. They will want to see a termite treatment done, completed prior to closing. And often, if a seller is refusing to do something like that, their real estate agent will advise them, well, the next buyer you get will also require the same thing,
yes,
unless they're paying cash. So, so it is something that traditionally we always see the seller take care of, a termite issue, for example.
And when you say that, I know a lot of people in New Mexico will stack wood up against their house.
Right.
And that's really not that great of an idea.
Right.
Even if you have stucco walls, mm-hmm. because that wood, so if you're going to stack wood, don't stack it up against your house.
Right.
And if you treat the termites, here, mm-hmm. it's pretty easy to get rid of them.
Right.
I understand.
Right. And generally, you'll see a termite company come out and give it 3 to 5 year warranty on their work. So they will spot treat wherever it was found. And then they will do a whole entire perimeter of the home, even though mm-hmm. there wasn't found in other places. And it's not invasive. You can't really tell. Sometimes when there's concrete, they'll drill holes. Well, they have to drill the holes, and then goes at least 12 inches deep. I think it's 16. I can't remember now. 12 to 16 inches. They put in the the medicine, whatever, to take care of the termites, to kill the termites. And then they fill in the hole, and that's it. It's done. So, but that is one of the things that you have to think about, not to stack wood against your house. Any type of moisture, if you see any moisture around your home, that's going to feed on, the termites are going to go to that, and they're going to want to eat the drywall. They love drywall. So.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be wood itself. It can be the drywall paper. Mm-hmm.
Eleanor, on the finance side, what is your biggest challenge in getting people into a home and getting them qualified for the loan? Is there one overriding thing that you could give people a tip on right now so they could get this issue out of the way and maybe even call you to help them with it?
Sure. The most important thing I see in challenges in getting pre-qualified is people's credit. And, even your 800 score people tend to have things that happen that slip through the cracks. So my best advice is pay attention to when your bills are due. Pay them in advance. Set up a system. Set up automatic. Never assume that that payment went through, because I just had a situation where they thought their payment was made and it wasn't because it was set up on automatic. The bank made a mistake and it just tanked their scores. No. So pay attention to when your bills are due and make sure they're paid. Don't assume that they got paid just because it's set up on automatic. So the credit is the biggest challenge that we see in all areas of, mm-hmm. People from low income to high income.
Do you ever, and I know it's not your place really to decide whether somebody should move up into a larger home.
Mm-hmm.
But so many times I have seen people that live in beautiful homes that are free and clear. Mm-hmm. And let's just say they live in $500,000 home on a golf course that's beautiful. I mean, mm-hmm. and you could sell it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they find out they could sell it and make a little bit of money, mm-hmm. they're automatically thinking, well, I'm going to go buy a bigger house and with mm-hmm. a bigger mortgage, and I can easily qualify. Somehow, I don't think that's necessarily the best thing they should do financially.
Right. Thankfully, interest rates are still low. But that money that they're using, what else is in their life? They may have some student loan debt coming through that hasn't come out yet. Often a lot of it's deferred. We see a lot of people with student loan debt. And often our middle income buyers and sellers have that. So there's a lot of things to think about as far as going from free and clear to now having a mortgage. Health issues can occur. Anything can happen in your life, circumstances. That's what causes us to move in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a really good inventory of your whole entire life before you decide to do that, because, And you don't know what the market's going to do. Right now, we're at a high market. We're at high with, home prices, being sold at the highest. We have the highest sales, right now that we've had in, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really healthy market, but it's going to, it's cyclical. So it's eventually going to soften and come down a little bit. Yeah. So you've got to be real careful.
Well, we're going to spend our last segment when we come back talking about the fact that we don't have many homes available right now. So you might have to build one. We'll be back to talk about that. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Then on KNKT.
Where's the jungle? This is a whole new thing. Nobody told us we had to do a whole new thing.
In the new comedic actioner Jumanji The Next Level, some old school pals find themselves once again sucked into the magical and dangerous video game world of Jumanji. This more of the same sequel offers up lots of slapstick action and body-switching pratfalls. And there are some nice lessons about the value of friends and the need for forgiveness. But the thumping creature-gobbling side of things can be intense. And there's an unexpected deluge of foul language and misuses of God's name. So we'll give Jumanji The Next Level a 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And this is our final segment this afternoon with Elaine Ramos of Ramos Real Estate and Eleanor Hutt with Waterstone Mortgage. They are partners, and they do quite a bit of work together. Mm-hmm. If Elaine finds a good buyer, she's going to send him over to Eleanor for pre-qualification and all of that. And that's really necessary to do. Once you get pre-qualified, and you mentioned that you can even get pre-approved now,
right?
That really gives you – that's a backup to your purchase offer so the, right. the sellers know that you're offering a home – offering to buy their home, that this is really a serious person.
And good news, Jim, they are increasing the loan limits in 2020. Mm-hmm. Your FHA loan limits are going to increase to $331,760.
Wow.
Your conventional loan limits are going to go up to $510,400.
Wow.
And amazing news for our veterans out there, there is no limit on VA loans as of 2020.
Wow.
So that is good news for everyone. And rates continue to stay low. Right now, our rates are in the upper threes.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I remember back in the day when they were 10%. My first loan was 7%. Mm-hmm. So rates are amazing. It's almost free money, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2009, they were about 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask her, too. I do get myths from clients asking about FHA and conventional. They don't know the basic difference between an FHA loan and a conventional loan.
So I'm just going to give you a couple of things that that are the highlights of it. So your FHA loans are going to be sometimes for your little bit more challenged credit buyers,
mm-hmm.
First-time home buyers that don't have a lot of credit. They also will allow you to borrow more than a conventional. They both carry what's called private mortgage insurance. A conventional, you know, people used to think that you couldn't go conventional because you needed 20% down. Now conventional will offer as low as 3% down, mm-hmm. and sometimes zero depending.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the interest rates compared, are they different?
Conventional tends to be maybe a hair higher.
Okay.
But if you have an excellent credit score, you're going to get a really good rate.
Okay.
Okay, you guys got to answer this one quick. So
okay.
I haven't been able to find a home that I really like, mm-hmm. but I have a builder I love.
Okay.
I found a lot that's pretty nice. Can I come to you? Can you help me buy the lot?
You bet.
And then how do I get with the builder and get that whole thing financed?
Right. So it's a little bit different than a mortgage when mm-hmm. you're buying land and you're building your own home. So Eleanor, do you do that?
We absolutely do construction loans. What I always tell people is if you find the perfect location of your home, you can change the home, you can build a home, but you can't change the location.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have programs that will allow for renovation loans, new construction loans.
Mm, good. Yeah. So definitely. Yeah.
And you handle the paperwork right. for buying the property.
Yes. We get the land sold. We get that taken care of. And then they're owners of the land. Now they can start moving forward with it, with their builder.
Let's remind everybody how they get in touch with you, Elaine.
Sure. It's 505-379-6845 or Elaine Ramos Real Estate at gmail.com, Ramos Real Estate NM.com.
And Eleanor, if they want to call you, even if they're not buying, they might want to refinance. How do they get in touch with you?
505-463-6742. You can also check out my website at eHutt at Waterstone Mortgage.
Yeah.
eHutt, H-U-T-T?
T-T, that's right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we've solved all the Albuquerque real estate finance and more and and purchasing problems right. today and selling. I still want to encourage people that if you have a home, you want to downsize, mm-hmm. it's a great time to sell a house.
It is.
And you'll help them out.
Yes, definitely.
With
Love
getting
to.
That on the market and mm-hmm. getting exposed to as many people as possible.
Thank you so much, Jim.
I want to thank you, too, for being a sponsor.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate you a lot. Thank you for tuning in to
thank
ABQ
you.
Connect tonight and or this afternoon, and we will see you, too, maybe next month.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank
All right.
you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.